I didn't answer on Muhammad Sakwa Chantel.
Oh, where they at?
They're downstairs.
Okay, but let me ask you this question. How is your sister and Mr. Erica doing?
She's doing fine.
Okay. She brought up the circumstances about her going through the rooms and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're always talking so fast right behind me. Okay, well, the thing is that she rambles, and that's how she come up on letters and different things and be reading stuff that she has no business reading at the midtime. So we know that she, that's why I told her sister that they should get a trunk and put stuff in to put a lock on it.
Okay, yes,
sir. That the sister don't get embarrassed today. That's how she did up in Dixon, where she rambled in or something. She don't accidentally find a letter and send somebody. She be rambling for stuff.
Yes, sir.
I mean, anybody at that, you know, she's just a little young child, and she doesn't really have that much knowledge of Islam anyway.
Yes, sir.
They still have a lot of the mentality of the product of the environment in her.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because you got to remember, Brother Ansel Muhammad Sokai Askariak hadn't really been in too long when he came into the teachings.
That's true, sir.
So how can she have, she didn't have a, Allah God in the presence of Master Prophet, Allah Muhammad, Master Muhammad, Allah Muhammad didn't have a hard teacher upon the top of her back then.
Yes, sir.
But she can't have too much knowledge. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you nip a thing in the bud before it ever starts, even though you have the right to go through the whole house and lay on any bed that you want to and whatever. But you, when you leave those places, you're supposed to tidy them places up, because the house is one body, one mind, and one soul. But there's certain do's and don'ts of that. Like if you go to the kitchen, you have a right to roam to the kitchen till you get a glass of water, and you leave a glass of water sitting somewhere, and or you leave the glass sitting somewhere and you don't clean it, then you forfeit your right to be walking around through the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And you don't, and you don't have the right to go through all the literature, you know, like the tapes and all that. That's a no-no.
Yes, sir.
You know, and letter and materials and stuff. No, you don't have that. The Muslim Black Mama said, do not try to steal a hearing like the devil do.
Yes, sir.
But I just thought that, you have anything that you want to ask? Well, I'll get back to that point one of these times. It's the will of Allah God, the prison master, one of the deep Muhammad, the master, the most honorable Muhammad, related to the aspect of the vision and things that you had. You know, we'll get back to that later sometime, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, and then another thing that the sister asked me, Mr. Gosh, I tell you about what I was talking about on your code and your conduct and the different things and the levels of knowledge that we saw?
Well, she didn't really tell me too much because she was waiting to get that piece of the tape recorded for herself so that she can right our understanding of it, so I'm waiting for that.
Yeah, well, see, like we explained to her that you were put into a secretarial position right up under Sister Anselm, you know, up under the Sister Anselm, Sister Lorraine, and Sister Anselm, Sister Gardana.
Yes, sir.
The Sister Anselm, Sister Lorraine, Sister Anselm, Sister Gardana is like acting in the capacity of Master J.
Yes, sir.
The same respect that you would give the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, or Master Waters, Deeper Ram, Muhammad, or Master J, is the same respect that you give to the sisters, because that's the capacity that they're in.
Yes, sir.
And the hostility or anything that you feel against them, you would be feeling against the most honorable, whether you believe in what they say is right or wrong or not, that don't have nothing to do with it. You submit to those in authority over you.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So that, under that, that's why I said, you know, like, it's mandatory that the sister, like, if the other sisters can't take care of the certain part, the certain things that you're supposed to take care of is like calling to the other sisters, whether they like you or not or whatever. We don't deal in likes and dislikes. We follow knowledge that you're supposed to call and talk to the other sisters, you know, like Sister Answer Mama, so-called Marcus's Queen, or Sister Answer Mama, so-called Khalif Queen, or Sister Answer Mama, so-called Jojo, or Sister Answer Mama, so-called Sajana. You're supposed to talk to those particular females, keep their tongue and thing up, and Sister Answer Mama, so-called KK. But I'm not saying that you're supposed to go talk to any males on the phone. You don't call no Answer Mama, so-called Khalif, or they'd be trying to talk anything to them. But Answer Mama, so-called Jabari is the one that handles those particular aspects. You're supposed to call around the Sister Answer Mama, so-called Mother Superior, to see how she's doing at a certain time. These are things that you're supposed to do. And if you're unable to get a hold of it, then you pass it to you. But when you're making these phone calls, you should have your assistant with you, which is Sister Anselm and Sokar Chantel. Can you understand that?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's a position that you've been put into, and that's a position that's supposed to open. There's a code and a conduct of the do's and the don'ts of that. You're not to be making these phone calls talking to people by yourself.
Yes, sir.
That's a no-no.
Yes, sir.
When the sisters have to go somewhere, like when the other sisters have to go somewhere, that's your task to be carrying them there. You know, just like if Sister Anselm and Sokar Erica, it's about time for her to go visit and start to get them. You got to find out the visiting type of setup that Brother Askariak had. Brother Anselm and Sokar Askariak?
Oh, yes, sir.
So you got to find the visiting hours or how often he's allowed to visit, and then you got to set it up so it fits into the patterns of the visiting hours or something that you have up here.
Okay, yes, sir.
In other words, you got to know what day it is, the day that you're going to have prescribed, or you see if it falls within this here dude with talking to Sister Anselm and Sokar Donna, Sister Anselm and Sokar Lane, to fit it into the pattern of what day, and then that
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And another thing is then you guys up to you to make sure that she get her so she can get some driving under her belt if you want her to drive, to get her driver's permit. She can drive sometimes. If you don't feel like driving, you make them both. It's your duty to be sure log on the friend of the master that they get down there, log on the friend of the master from the message, whatever has it in you, to make sure that they get down there to get their driver's permit if they don't have no driver's license.
Yes, sir.
Or if they never had no driver's license. Or whatever it is. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that you can observe the way that the mannerism of their driving. You can give that and say, well, I want you to drive it now. But you got to observe it so that they can get some driving under their belts.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you want to be able to know how to drive so that you know what. See, it's up to you to teach them the proper way of driving a van or a proper way of driving. The proper way of driving, see, you have to be taught the way you've been driving is not the way they drive in the Nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
Not the way of civilized. You drive like old folks. You drive like gentlemen. Just the way that you drive. That's a civilized, cultured way.
Yes, sir.
You know, running down the road this way, swinging around up. We're not into that kind of a foolishness. We drive very civilized.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you have to see how they respond behind the wheel. Or do they get loose or just want to hear the music? You can't be rocking and rolling to the music. We're not into that particular foot. Then that also will let the sisters know how poor, you know, that's why I'm not down to put the methodology. But I'm going to try the believers or try the peoples so that they would know, so he would know how well he can utilize them, as it says in the Holy Quran. So therefore, it also tells the head how well trained that Allah God, the Prince of Methodology, for our mother's mental number, have you at? Can you go from here to point A to B and back to point A without going off on some kind of hayway?
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, the sisters, you got to learn to read the mouthies on the van. If you was going to Stockton and back, to be sure that you went to Stockton and back. And if any other mouthies is on there, what it's there for?
Yes, sir.
Because you got to be able to go there and back without the whim of a whim or somebody over-dominating your mentality, which your mentality when you're out there, your mentality is supposed to be about God, the present master, one of the people, our mother, the message of the number two master, today's mentality. So therefore, you're not supposed to let a group of people in the car overspray you to let's go over here to Oakland back quicker, let's go here back quicker, let's go. That's not what it's about.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand that?
Yes, sir.
So you're like the representative when the highest one on the post of the chain of command in that particular area at that particular time is the acting of Allah representing Allah God, the Prince of Master Muhammad, Islam, Muhammad, the Messenger, Nosan, Abdul Aziz, Muhammad, and Master Jay, and the answer.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand that?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to give me a better writing of that clarification of what you got from this when we be able to, when you be writing to report in up this way so you have something to write up this way every day, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
So that's what I said, and you have to train the one, pick the one that you fit to fill, not because you like a person or dislike a person, you find the person to fit to the assistant secretary, which I was related to, just answering myself about Chantel, or whichever one functioned by the proper, to do the best, you know, in other words, do they linger around, do they keep their attendance as far as going to the temple, or is they slacking back or not keeping things up, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And are they able to accept the instructions that you're giving to them without getting an attitude and stuff like that?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Remember, entire submission to the will of Allah God, the person of Master, one of the people of Allah, the person of the Brother of Allah, see, just like if somebody was gone, if you're going into the room to check somebody's room, you're supposed to say, well, look, I would like to, if possible, make an inspection of such and such a room. So you notify somebody, so you go through the room with somebody. You don't go through no rooms rambling through stuff all by yourself.
Yes, sir.
But you're allowed to go through the room. If you want to go sit on the couch or something, or sit on the bed or something, or look in the mirror or something, or look out the window, you're allowed that kind of thing. But when you start talking about rambling through the doors, you should have someone else with you when you're doing that.
Yes, sir.
But anyone has the right, but you don't have the right to go into the locked, into the knowledge and the letters. No letters, you're not supposed to be caught turning no pages over here, no letters or anything, or playing some takes on anything. None of that. No, none of that foolishness at all.
Okay, yes, sir.
So you can understand that, right?
Yes, sir.
So all this is due to allow God in the prison, that's right. And when the locks are put on the doors, in case you're sitting there, Sister Anselma, the so-called Donna, Sister Anselma, the so-called Ray, might be doing something, and they have to get up maybe and go somewhere, so they have to put a lock on the door so that no one will mess with it, disturb the knowledge of the way that they have it sit right there.
Yes, sir.
Not locks that they put there to be on the door every time they come out the door to go somewhere.
Okay, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? It's just like if they were doing the research on something, or they had some literature laying on the bed, or some literature on the dresser, or had to take running right then, and it came time for them to have to come down here to take care of some business right quick, and they didn't feel like
Yes, sir.
But in reality, we are at the ending of locks, purely. But right now, we still have to have locks at a certain point.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand that?
Yes, sir.
So that's the thing. Like, when the children got to go to school, that's your particular task. To be sure that, I mean, you take the load off the head up there. They already once are doing it themselves, so therefore, remember, you heard the word that I was dead, and then you carry into the same practice as Sister Anselm of the So-Called Daughter, Sister Anselm of the So-Called Lorraine. You carry that particular same practice in on your level.
Yes, sir.
You have any objections to that?
No, sir.
Can you understand what's being said there?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, just like Sister Anselm, when the call should be made to Sister Anselm of the So-Called, take it up there, you should got to put the time for, you got to set up the date for, it's time for me, well, on Mondays, I'm going to call to all the sisters at such and such a time, and check on such and such a place, and see what's happening with their mentality, or something. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Or to find out something that maybe Sister Anselm of the So-Called Lorraine, or Sister Anselm of the So-Called Donna, or Brother Anselm of the Master Day want to know. That would be your task.
Yes, sir.
You see, we just like the sister over there with Brother Anselm of the So-Called Javai, when Allah got in the prison, that's why the people with the sister to come in there, and he wants to move her from there, because she's only allowed to stay there about 2 weeks or something, or until she, if she's mentally ready to move to another area, it's your duty to find out where to call around for the sister, find out which one could be able to handle it, whether it's, can they be up at Sister Anselm of the So-Called KK's place, or Sister Anselm of the So-Called John, or whatever. We got to find her a place to bring her away from the environment where she's at.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be able to dial the sisters on the phone?
Yes, sir. Just a minute.